January 15th, Shamra Indidi.
If one worships the nine islands of Navadvipa, then Braj is easily attainable by him. He can easily enter into the forests, the gardens of Vrindavan. As Maharaj explained, we enter into Dasyaraska Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, diving into the Ghats in Navadvipa and coming up in Jamuna in Vrindavan. And if one does not worship Navadvipa, then Braj is very, very far away. Braja eva dure. Aradito dvijasuto Braja nagaraste. If one worships the son of Jagannath Misra, that is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he attains the lotus feet of the beloved of the gopis, Sri Krishna in Vrindavan. And if one does not worship the son of Jagannath Misra and Sachidevi, that is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he can never approach Krishna, not to Eva Krishna. He can never reach Krishna. So he gave a very beautiful presentation with the hopes that all of you will come and worship with Srila Gurudev in Navadvipa in just a month or two. Even if we don't have the means, if we have a very strong desire, then Gurudev can just pick us up and put us there. So I just wanted to speak a few words about the process to arrive there in the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu and Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, which is the process that many of you have just taken up yesterday or the day before, that is bona fide Diksha initiation, Harinam initiation, and many others of you are considering such initiation. So I wanted to speak about our relationship with Guru, that relationship that Guru gives at the time of initiation. And initiate means to begin. Our Srila Prabhupada Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj said at one initiation ceremony in America, initiation does not mean that, okay, now I'm liberated. But the word initiate means to begin. So now I'm beginning my effective spiritual life, having gotten the seed of Shuddha Bhakti, Braja Bhakti, in the form of the mantra. Krishna Prema comes at the time of initiation, given by the bona fide self-realized guru. It comes within a mantra. You've received Hare Krishna mantra or Diksha mantra. And gradually, even though it begins with Namaparaj, because the seed of Shuddhanam is given by Sri Guru, who is there dwelling as an associate of Krishna in Vrindavan, just like I think it was at Gauri Mata Didi's house a couple of days ago. Balaram Prabhu, I don't know if that's here. Balaram Prabhu gave Srila Gurudev a couple of jasmine flowers, and he said, because we see in all the Shastra that jasmine is one of the flowers that Krishna wears and Radharani wears. So he said to Gurudev, this is from Goloka Vrindavan. So Gurudev said, I'm from there. I'm also from there. So from there, he gives the seed of being there. Not that he's from there and he's left there and he's here. But the bona fide spiritual master is eternally dwelling in Vrindavan, participating in all of Krishna's pastimes with Srimati Radhika and the gopis. And there are unlimited pastimes that go on simultaneously. And Sri Guru is there in all of them. Krishna has a road show. That is, He's traveling all over the infinite universes in the material world. As many seconds as there are in 125 years, approximately, that's how many universes Krishna and all of his associates are performing their pastimes in simultaneously. And Sri Guru is there in all of them. You cannot begin to imagine his power and glory. Simultaneously, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Naniyanya. Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared 500 years ago. And he also has a roadshow throughout all the infinite material universes. And that same Sri Guru is an associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has two swaroops in the spiritual world, one with Radha and Krishna in the forests of Vrindavan, and one with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all of his associates. So Sri Guru is simultaneously traveling throughout the infinite universes with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's simultaneously in everyone's heart. Even Narada Muni, who is such a glorious personality, he is not as powerful as the gurus in the line of Srila Rupa Goswami, like your Gurudev, who's a personal associate of Radha and Krishna. And Narada Muni, you know, he travels without the aid of any spaceship, just playing his veena, and with so many thousands of disciples simultaneously. So, Sri Guru in the line of Srila Rupa Goswami, if Narada Muni has the power as glorified by his disciple Srila Vyasadeva, that just like the sun, you're everywhere, all over the three worlds. And just like the air, you can penetrate all things and all beings. Similarly, Sutta Goswami glorified his Gurudev, Srila Sukadeva Goswami, that he can enter into the hearts of all. So our Gurudev also has that power. Once, on the appearance day of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Gurudev said in a class, somebody asked me a question that no one had ever asked before, and I gave an answer that I never gave before. They asked me, where is Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur now? And I answered, he's in every atom. Why? Because Krishna is in every atom. Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami Andantarastam Paramanu Chayantarastam. He's in every atom and a part of 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 him that is five parts removed. Mahavishnu is breathing in and out innumerable universes. So this is another simultaneity. Achintya Veda Veda Tattva. So, Sri Guru is in every atom with Radha and Krishna because he's their servant wherever they are. Once, I asked Gurudev this similar question and he gave a similar answer. He said, even the sages who are not on the level of the gurus in the line of Sri Rupa Goswami, those sages who were present when Maharaj Parikit was hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from Srila Sukadeva Goswami, there was no internet at the time, there was no antennas and satellites, and yet from so many different planets, was it 88,000? Over 80,000 sages came from their planets because they heard that Maharaj Parikit would be hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, so they heard from their planets and they came. So what to speak of our Gurudev? How powerful he is. So this relationship begins of realizing his glory and mercy and becoming his intimate associate.
So much so that it comes to the point where Sri Guru says, not that this is my disciple, but that he is my heart, or she is my heart. That's a very rare relationship, but Gurudev said, that relationship we want. And that begins with initiation. So, in initiation, we have two kinds. One is Harinam initiation. And Gurudev explained to you all, and will explain to those of you who will be taking Harinam, that Krishna is so merciful and so powerful. Within 1 second, he creates millions of universes, infinite universes. In another second, he destroys them. In another second, he recreates them. That same power is present in the holy name. And that realization is there in seed given at the time of mantra giving, at the time of initiation. He said, you cannot realize it now, of course, but one day you will realize what I'm giving you. And Hare means Srimati Radhika. So she's so powerful that she controls that very person who creates and destroys innumerable universes. So we call out first to her, Hare, O Radhika, and then she, who's stolen the heart of Krishna, and because she's stolen the heart of Krishna, she inspired Krishna to assume the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to understand her love, her realization and experience of him, and her happiness, which he could not experience as Krishna. So she has stolen the heart of Krishna. That Lord, who is the embodiment of all, he's situated fully and controlled in the heart of Srimati Radhika. We were just watching one of the movies by Markandeya Prabhu. Is he here? Oh, there he is. He just made a very beautiful movie of Srila Gurudev's touring. And one of our sannyasi godbrothers, Sri Padmini Maharaj, asked about Srimati Radhika, that Radhika is the embodiment of his full power, and all of his other powers are various manifestations of her. His material energy, his marginal energy, his varieties of spiritual energy, sat, chit, all comes from her. So then he said, but in the Jiva Dharma, it seems to say that he has one thing independent of her, and that is, he has his own individual desire. That Supreme Bhagavan has his own individual desire, which makes him separate. So then Gurudev said, but don't you need power to desire? Can you imagine if you had no power, how can you have any desire for anything? You wouldn't have any desire for eating, for sleeping, for nothing. So he said, therefore, without Srimati Radhika by his side, Krishna is Nirvishesh Brahma, without qualities and without being Bhagavan. So she's also there in the Hare Krishna mantra. So we're calling out to her, and we're calling out to Krishna, just like the baby cries out to be lifted by the mother. But without Guru's presence there, Krishna and Radha don't hear us. Saranga saranagati hoibe jahar tahara pratana sune sri nandakumar. So he's giving himself at the time of initiation as well. He's giving himself to take him along with us whenever we pray to anyone. Now he's giving us the bhajans to sing. I'm going from Guru to Vaishnava to Gaunatai, just as he did today, to Radha and Krishna. And he's giving us to bring us when we are praying to everyone and anyone, because without his asking them, they cannot show us mercy. whoever we pray to, Gaurinathai, Radha Krishna, Govardhan, he's asking them, please show my disciple mercy. So this connection, starting from the seed of initiation, ultimately ends in association with all those personalities, but only by his mercy. He's always the binding force. Not that first I pray to Guru and then I go on to others. But he's always there, whoever I'm praying to, whoever I'm trying to connect with, whosoever mercy I want, he must ask them, please show my disciple mercy. Though I say the prayer, it's he who's really asking them for mercy. So, Diksha is very important to go along with Harinam. And those of you who have not received Diksha today will be working heartily to soon receive that Diksha. Diksha is like the stove and the fire and the pot. And Harinam is like the rice. Ultimately, we want the rice. But without the stove and the pot and the fire, we can't get rice that's digestible. So when we get the Diksha mantras, we're getting the seed of establishing our relationship with the holy name. We're general das. Everyone is Nitya, Krishna, what is it? Jivara Sarupahai Krishna Nitya Das. Everyone is eternal servant of Krishna in general, but we have a specific relationship with Krishna. As a coward boy, as a parent, as a beloved. And this is given, our specific relationship is given with the holy name and ultimately with Radha and Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan at the time of giving the Diksha mantras. Di means Divya Gyan. Within that mantra is the seed of that relationship and all the pastimes of that relationship and what I look like and what my hairstyle is and what kind of services I have. Everything is there in the mantra. And Kshara means the taking away, the washing away of all obstacles to the realization of that mantra. So Gurudev said that everyone should be very careful not to miss any of his mantras. And he should be careful to say them, he said, in a nick of time. And then, even without taste, gradually Guru gives power to say it and have the taste. And I know the time is running out, so I'll just be very quick that all the new devotees, you have so much association opportunities now with so many senior devotees here to teach how to offer the bhoga, to how to meditate, how I'm saying the mantras for offering the bhoga, but my Gurudev is really making the offering because I'm not qualified. We learn how to, what are the other things that we do? We learn how to chant properly, how to hold our beads, how to sing the bhajans, how to do the arati, how to gradually meditate on Radha Krishna being there, and how to think that Radharani is speaking to Krishna to accept the offerings when I'm offering the bhoga. So many different opportunities for meditation. And very important, we hear that one of the very greatest services that one can do for his guru is to be his missionary. That is, guru has one business to come to this world. That is to collect little seeds or wilted flowers or buds of flowers and make them all blossom so that they become qualified for him to offer them to Radha and Krishna. So one who is assisting his guru in getting new flowers or souls from this material world and offering them to Guru, that is a very great service. So then there's two services. One is trying to meet Guru within our bhajan, within our chanting, and we learn so many beautiful meditations for how to do that, and to preach the glories of our Guru and Guru Parampara and Gornatai, as Maharaj was saying, and Radha and Krishna. That means studying the books very much and distributing the books to all of our friends and relatives and people that we meet. So this initiation, Gurudev said, is a course. Now it's beginning, then you go through the course, and then you get your graduation. So the beginning of graduation is that the disciple goes through Shraddha, or initial faith, then Martinavritti, becoming free from an artist, then Nistha, strong faith, then taste, then attachment, just as a boy and girl are spontaneously attached to each other without having to know how great the person is, it's just from the heart. And then Bhav, spiritual emotions, this is the beginning of graduation. And then finally, the graduation in the course of Harinam and Diksha is Prema Bhakti, when we become associates of Radha and Krishna, still under the guidance of Guru. The first thing is Sadhu Sangha, and when one is reaching Bhavan Prem, still Sadhu Sangha is the most important Anga. So you're all very, very fortunate to have received this, and those of you who will be receiving it. Thank you.